This is an RP report. A memorable Memorial Day. Playing time, 10 minutes, 2 seconds. Beginning 3, 2, 1. Memorial Day is dedicated to the thousands of men and women who have died to preserve the freedoms in our country. Now, while the characters in the following story did not make that supreme sacrifice, had they not been at the right place at the right time, Guy Walker would not be around to celebrate next Memorial Day. The voices in the story you're about to hear are the following: John Murphy, John Chaser, and Sarah Murphy. Now, John Murphy of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, is a design engineer for Oak Industries in Crystal Lake, Illinois. A radio amateur since 1974, Murphy is trustee of his WB9MME 220 MHz repeater on 223.70. The second voice you'll hear belongs to John Chaser, N9GEI, also of Buffalo Grove, Illinois. An MD, Chaser is a general physician in the U.S. Army at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He had only been on VHF for about a month at the time that this story occurred. And the third voice you'll hear from, briefly, is Sarah Murphy, who's been married to the aforementioned John for some 6 years. Licensed as KA9HBJ for about that same amount of time, Sarah is a registered dietitian at Northwest Community Hospital in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Let's begin now with this tale of heroism. First, here's John Murphy, WB9MME.
About 1 o'clock on Monday, Memorial Day, John Croak, WB9HMD, and myself were driving north on Arlington Heights Road. John was about 20 or 30 seconds in front of me in another vehicle. And between the time that he went past the corner of Arlington Heights Road and Bernard in Arlington Heights and the time that I went near that intersection, there was a gentleman that had a heart attack. He slumped over in the car, veered across the median strip, and sideswiped another car, and then went up on a curb, through a fence, and into a telephone pole on Arlington Heights Road. The gentleman had had a heart attack. At that time, I had not seen the accident myself, but I had just arrived just as everyone was jumping out of the cars and running over to see if this guy was all right. One of the first people there was a nurse, and she had pulled him out of the car and had him lying on the sidewalk and had begun giving him CPR. At the time, I was on the 223.70 repeater and had gone over to 223.90, which is the Ghostbusters repeater, and had used their auto patch to call the Buffalo Grove Police Department. And let them know that there had been an accident, let them know that there was one injury, but I, at the time did not know that this guy had a heart attack, and then hung up with them and jumped out of the car to see if I could help at all. After standing there for what seemed like quite a long time, but was probably only a moment or two, there was a guy that came running across the lawns, hopped over one of the fences, and came running around the car that had been in the accident, saying that he was a doctor, and started CPR on the gentleman that was hurt. And this guy, who I did not know at the time, had turned out to be John, N9GEI.
Yeah, I had been sitting around just kind of playing around on 20 meters, not doing much of anything, and I had my 220 rig on scan, and it stopped on John's repeater. And he was chatting with another fellow, and then he said that he'd come across an accident, and it looks like somebody was hurt. So he excused himself and switched over to the 390 repeater, and then I heard him auto patch in a call to the authorities, and said that there had been an accident, looked like there was injuries. He gave the address, which happens to be, a block and a half, 2 blocks from my house. Upon hearing that there was injuries, I just took off running out the front door. Didn't stop to do anything, I just took off running. Got to the accident site, and there was a gentleman lying out on the sidewalk who did not appear to be injured at all. The car was smashed against a phone pole. He himself was not injured. And somebody there was giving him mouth-to-mouth already, but everybody else was kind of standing around. Nobody knew what to do. And I ran up and said that I was a doctor, and somebody said, "This guy's been hurt." I came over there and identified myself to the nurse, and we started the routine. I told her I was a doctor, that I know CPR, and she had said that he's not breathing. I told told her to continue breathing for her. We checked the pulse on the individual and found that he had no pulse, that his heart was stopped. As is typical in these situations, it was probably 2 minutes by the time the accident happened and I got up there, and another 4 to 5 minutes. Had I not started CPR on this gentleman, he very well could have, if he hadn't died, he ended up with permanent brain damage. And we kept that up for about, I could estimate, 3, 4, 5 minutes till the ambulance arrived. I found out a few days later, this gentleman, by the way, his name was Guy Walker, 61 years of age, had indeed had a cardiac arrest while driving his car. His heart just stopped while driving. From what Sarah says, the doctor said he was going to make 100% recovery.
I work at Northwest Community Hospital in Arlington Heights, and I work as a clinical dietitian, so I really didn't have a lot of business down in the intensive care unit where they had put Mr. Walker, at least until he started to eat. And when I did go down to see him, I just found that he was still a little bit, maybe foggy from the accident, from the trauma that he'd gone through. So I really didn't talk to him or feel that it was appropriate to tell him the whole story at the time. But I was able to talk to the cardiologist who saw him when he came in and took care of him during his stay at our facility.
You know, this is the first time this has ever happened to me out in the community. I've done CPR many times in hospital settings. But never have I ever been called upon to put my, use my skills out in the community like this. You know, I've been trained to save lives, and here was a case where I had a chance to do it, and I felt very confident in what I was doing, and it came off fine, and we saved a guy's life. This just goes to show the role of the 220 megahertz band in benefiting our community, the role that amateur radio, and particularly 220, which is well-suited to local communications. I think it would be a great disservice to amateur radio as well as the community if they were to lop off the bottom half of the band. My thoughts on the whole thing are, I think it's really just fascinating how it transpired via amateur radio, and particularly on 220. I came on to 220 rather than 2 meters when I first decided to get a VHF rig about a month or so ago, because I felt this was where the future of VHF was going to be with novice enhancement and all that. I figured there'd be a lot of other new hams on there. And I think it just goes to show the value of not only amateur radio, but the 220 band, the value it plays not only in amateur radio, but in public service, as all of amateur radio does. Whatever publicity this gets, it can be a value, and hopefully in maintaining the bottom two megacycles of the 220 band. The real hero here is amateur radio. Ham comes upon a scene. Another ham happens to be listening, and he's nearby, and he's in a position that he can help. I'm doing what I was trained to do, but amateur radio is the one that really made the difference. I believe in my heart that if I hadn't gotten there in time, this guy may very well have died.
Ah, but Mr. Guy Walker did not die. In fact, he's quite alive and well, thank you. Here's what he had to say after hearing this story.
I wrote an editorial to the Herald newspaper, and the editorial appeared June 18th, and I thanked a number of people who were anonymous, who I didn't know who they were. And I thank specifically Peggy Simiglio, the young nurse that gave me artificial respiration and saved my life. But learning now that John Murphy on the ham radio and Dr. John Kasher were involved in this, I certainly want to thank them for all the help they've done at the time. And I certainly appreciate that a lot of people stopped and helped, because sometimes you figure in this world it hasn't been happening too often. A lot of people just rather go than get involved. But for I've been told, as I was unconscious all the time, that a lot of people got involved, were very helpful. And of course, because of that, I'm alive today. Otherwise, I'd probably be dead.
The tale you've just heard is true, and the names of the Good Samaritans have not been changed. Some would say this story is filled with coincidences. John Murphy and John Kasher were both in the right place, at the right time, on the right band, on the right day, on the right repeater. Coincidence or not, these two radio amateurs truly exemplify the right stuff. I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP in Chicago.